You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Just yesterday, the Greens announced their support for five unions filing a legal case against the government in the High Court over their changes to pay equity laws. The nurses' organization, Tertiary Education Union, NZEI Te Reo Roa, Post-Primary Teachers Association and Public Service Association argued that the new rules breached the Bill of Rights Act and that the case gives workers who had been denied the right to challenge the changes a chance to challenge the government in court. In that same week, it was revealed that the total cost of the scrapped IREX ferry project had escalated to $657 million following a final $144 million payment to previous contractor Hyundai. The project was originally scrapped in December 2023 after the total budget amounted to nearly $3 billion. And the Resource Management, Consenting and Other System Changes Amendment Bill recently passed in Parliament. Some of the changes included requiring councils to grant consents for energy infrastructure and removing a range of freshwater planning requirements from farmers. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke with MP Ricardo Menendez March to get the party's take on all of these issues. So to begin, can you tell us about why the Greens are standing behind the five unions leading the legal case against the government in the High Court over the changes to pay equity laws?
Well, first of all, because we support women being paid what they're worth, and pay equity would have allowed some of our lowest paid women to be paid fairly. Part of the unions using this tool is the broader fight to not give up on these changes to pay equity. And so all power to the unions who are basically now using the courts as a way to challenge this decision because, as they have said, it risks undermining basic rights. And so we hope to see them having a successful result. But at the same time, we also want to make it clear that a Green Party-led government will restore pay equity settlements and allow women to be paid what they're worth.
The unions leading this case represent workers from a number of different industries. What does their collective action tell us about the scale of concern about the government's changes to pay equity laws?
Well, it shows that pay equity affects hundreds of thousands of people across the country. And it's great to see unions across a huge range of sectors collaborating to take this challenge via the courts to the government. I think that the messages from unions across the board has been clear. This change was not needed. It was unfair, and it would lead many of our women workers being paid low wages and struggling to make ends meet.
A spokesperson for the Office of Workplace Relations and Safety Minister, Brooke Van Velden, said that the government took the Bill of Rights Act into account when making changes to the pay equity laws and found that their changes were consistent with the bill. How would you respond to that?
Well, I guess she'll see whether the courts agree with her or not. But what we do know is that Brooke Van Velden also rushed through this piece of legislation with no consultation from people affected by it. And it was a rushed way to try to balance the budget. We know that the budget was balanced off the backs of our lowest paid working woman. And so, yeah, Brooke Van Velden claimed that it complies with the Bill of Rights. And now we're going to have to see whether that's the case in the courts.
And should the ruling of this case go against the unions, what would the Greens do next to maintain pressure on the government?
We've kept the scrutiny in Parliament on this issue, but we've also committed that should we change the government, that restoring pay equity will be one of our priorities in any coalition agreement.
All right, moving on to the next topic. Recently, it was revealed that the total cost of the scrapped IREX ferry project had escalated to $657 million, following a final $144 million payment to the previous contractor, Hyundai. So my next question is, what was the Green Party's reaction to the total cost of the scrapped IREX ferry project?
Well, it shows that the government made a mistake here, and we could have used those hundreds of millions of dollars for infrastructure projects to better feed our kids. And now the people are worse off as a result of short-term thinking by the government. And at the same time, we are losing the one ferry that could have allowed us to transport goods in a rail-enabled way, which means we now have more trucks on our roads that end up costing us more money because of the damage they create to our roads as a result of this decision.
Winston Peters said that the cancellation was necessary to save taxpayers from the almost $3 billion in costs that the project would have amounted to. Do the Greens still think that the cancellation of this project was wasteful?
Yeah, we do think it was wasteful, and also would have enabled us, if we had continued with the project, we would have had rail-enabled ferries by next year. And so this is why we think that the government made a mistake here. We wasted hundreds of millions of dollars, and now have even more delays down the line. And right now what we need is a government that is investing in critical infrastructure, which is not happening. Instead, we have just more and more kilometers of roads when we could have better quality ferries, better quality rail infrastructure, and things that government isn't prioritizing.
Finance Minister Nicola Willis also attributed the costs of the project to the previous Labour government, claiming that they mismanaged the Crown books. How would you respond to that?
I think most people are a bit over the blame game between Labour and National when it comes to these short-term thinking decisions. For example, while National may be able to blame the government for the state of the books, they have now borrowed billions of dollars effectively in order to pay for the tax cuts. And so it just shows that the government isn't serious about actually long-term thinking and good long-term infrastructure decisions. And what we've seen with the ferries is a prime example of that. Short-term thinking that has now cost us hundreds of millions of dollars that we could have used for other types of infrastructure.
And going forward, how would a Greens-led government manage cross-strait travel in a way that's sustainable and cost-effective?
One of the things that we can do is to continue to invest in rail-enabled ferries as well as rail infrastructure. At the end of the day, if we look at the whole of our transport sector, what we need to invest is in things that are allowed to travel in rail that actually costs us less down the line, and it's more environmentally friendly and has less of an environmental impact than relying on trucks to transport our goods, services, and people.
All right, moving on to the last topic. A few days ago, the Resource Management, Consenting and Other System Changes Amendment Bill passed in Parliament. Part of the government's plan to fully replace the RMA, some of the changes in this amendment bill include requiring councils to grant consents for certain energy infrastructure within a year, removing a range of freshwater planning requirements from farmers, and allowing discharges into waterways as long as councils were confident that their planning would improve the waterway within a decade. So next, I'd like to ask, what was the Green Party's reaction to this bill getting passed?
This whole bill is an affront to our environment. This bill is effectively giving companies and agribusinesses permission to pollute. And at a time where our fresh waterways are in crisis, it's honestly a smack in the face for our natural environment and actually the communities that depend on clean, fresh water to allow our waterways to continue getting more polluted while the government does not have a credible plan to clean up our waterways.
This bill streamlines approvals for infrastructure and energy projects. Could this have a positive impact on renewable energy generation?
Yeah, but this is kind of a problem with what the government is doing. They are creating a few good things here and there on a piece of legislation while also tagging along a bunch of removals of environmental protections. We cannot be sorting out pollution by just putting in a few more solar panels. We need a comprehensive plan to deal with pollution, as well as a serious investment in renewables, which this government isn't doing, as they are more prioritizing things like coal instead of actually putting energy into renewables.
Additionally, what impacts will this bill have on councils and their decision-making process?
We're concerned that this government, despite its so-called commitments to localism, is not actually committing to councils being empowered to make adequate decisions when it comes to their own well-being infrastructure, and that they're not resourced to ensure that resources are there so that councils can build the infrastructure we need. And so we are concerned that the most recent bill moves in that direction of taking away the ability for councils to genuinely have the power to solve the issues of today. And we're seeing that as well by making it harder for councils to fix big issues such as clean water, which councils are grappling with.
And once again, this bill is being introduced as an interim step until the government's fully planned replacement of the RMA. What steps will the Greens take in response to that?
What we're going to be fighting is an overhaul of the RMA that does put environmental protection and long-term planning at its core. So for us, it's about having a Resource Management Act that actually protects nature, ensures that we can have good quality housing, and we can also protect our urban natural environment. Things that this government isn't prioritizing, so the Greens will continue fighting so that we have a resource consent piece of legislation that allows our communities to be well as opposed to our environment being completely degraded.
And that was Green Party MP Ricardo Menendez March talking to us about the party's support for the five unions taking the government to High Court over their pay equity law changes, the final cost of the IREX ferry project's cancellation, and the Resource Management Consenting and Other System Changes Amendment Bill that passed in Parliament recently.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.